to Your Good Health Radio, brought to you by Choose for Health. Here are Melanie Cole, MS, and your host, Dr. David Friedman.
With us today is world-renowned serial entrepreneur and brain researcher. He's the author of two New York Times best-selling books, Having It All and The Answer, featured in the blockbuster movie The Secret, here to show you how to win the game of weight loss. Welcome, John Assaroff. Here's Dr. David Friedman.
John, welcome back.
Hey, great to be back, David.
That's great. In one of your lectures, you said, willpower is like gunpowder. It only lasts for a short period of time. This would explain why 85% of New Year's resolutions for losing weight are broken before the end of February. Now, you've pioneered a successful system that enables us to retrain our brain. Tell us about how we can win the game of weight loss.
Absolutely. Well, most people go into the idea and the goal of achieving their weight loss totally the wrong way because they don't understand the different factors that really are responsible for weight loss. And what happens when people tend or decide to lose weight, what they do is they go after a diet and exercise program and they feel excited, they get empowered, you know, that they made a decision, they release all the feel-good chemicals like dopamine in their brain. But as they eat less and less and exercise more, in many cases, they'll lose weight initially, but their body experiences something that is interpreted as a potential threat to their survival and well-being. And when that happens, the internal stress factors in the brain signals them, and guess what they do? They start to eat the same way they did before, and in many cases, even more. And that is because of the stress that they put on their brain. And all of the latest research, including at the University of Columbia, shows that when your body is put under stress, meaning it's not going to get enough calories, plus you're going to exercise to lose more weight, it will defend that position that it had before by gaining the fat and weight back, and that's what causes you to rationalize your weight out of your diet.
Wow, that makes sense. You know, I've read that your program helps unlock the power of the brain to recognize these emotional stumbling blocks that basically hold us back from attaining our desired weight. Can you give us an example? What's a common mental stop sign?
Absolutely. So one of the mental stop signs is something I call the triggers. And so everything that we do in our lives is based on a trigger, whether it's a thought trigger or something in our environment. And so let's say somebody goes on a diet and they're doing well for a week or for 10 days, but then they go into a restaurant that has one of their favorite types of food. Well, as soon as that trigger happens in the brain is releasing all those feel-good chemicals, and then all of the thought patterns and the emotional patterns start the process of rationalization for you. And what rationalization does is you start telling yourself rational lies why it's okay to eat that cake or pizza or to overindulge on the meal that you just had. And right. So these are all biological, neurological processes that happen beneath people's awareness, their conscious awareness. And one of the keys is to understand what are the restaurants, the food, the people, the environments, or the times that cause me to want to eat the food that I shouldn't eat or that I binge eat. And what you need to do is create a different response to that stimuli that is automatic in nature. And that is just a matter of learning a new pattern of behavior. And most people don't take those into consideration.
Yeah, I know there's so many diets out there from Weight Watchers, vegan, paleo, gluten-free, sugar busters. All of them focus on what we should and shouldn't put into our mouth. Your program focuses on the part of the body that controls our mouth, the brain. It makes sense. But wouldn't your program then work in conjunction with and perhaps even enhance some of these popular diets?
Absolutely. One of the things that we know is people will either make a choice to lose weight for a reason or a season, and we like to help people make a decision to lose weight for a lifetime. So if you're going to lose weight because you want to be healthier, you want to feel better, you want to really take control of how you look and how you feel, then make a decision to change your lifestyle. And that change, that change requires a change in how you perceive weight loss. And even when we talk about weight loss, people don't understand that weight is comprised of your bones, your tissues, water, fat, et cetera. Right. And you can lose weight in 2 or 3 days, you can lose 5, 6, 7, 8 pounds, but then gain it back the next day. But when you make a lifestyle change, then you say, okay, which diet or food plan is best to support my lifestyle? Which exercise or activity plan best supports my lifestyle? Because we know that there are absolute rules around losing weight and keeping it off. And the calories that you take in and the quality of those calories matter. The amount of energy that you use to burn off those calories matter. But we also know that there is sleep that's involved in helping you lose weight, and whether you get enough sleep or not, whether your leptin levels are high, whether the circadian rhythms that you're maintaining are there. And so there's a variety of different things that will contribute to whether you gain weight, lose weight, and whether you lose it and keep it off, which is really what our focus is.
Right. You know, there's so many people that use the lack of time, that four-letter word, as a reason they can't commit to exercising or joining a weight loss program. I added it up, John. There's 1,440 minutes in a day. Now, I understand your program requires just 15 to 20 of those minutes. That's not a lot of devotion.
Well, what we're doing is with our brain retraining program, it's a 20-minute a day or so program to retrain the deep parts of your brain where your self-image and your weight set point reside. And every single human alive has got a weight set point. And that is the point in your unconscious brain that it works just like a thermostat. And any deviation, high or low, from that set point, your thermostat kicks in and says, hey, you need to either eat more or, hey, you need to eat less. So you maintain this weight set point zone. And most diets don't take into consideration the metabolic and or hormonal mechanisms that fight back and pile on the fat that you lose. And the only way to get at those is by really working on the unconscious mechanisms in the brain to reset your weight set point as you choose the right diet for you, the right exercise plan for you, and the right lifestyle for you.
Right. So this resetting, you know, and winning the weight loss game program, do you teach daily affirmations, visualizations? Is it like hypnosis, meditation? What's are all the above?
All of the above. What we took a look at is what are the best medical or evidence-based methodologies to help people reset their weight set point. And we discovered that self-talk and affirmations are great. Visualization exercises are great. Meditations are great. Mindfulness is great. Guided visualizations and meditations are great. So we developed a program to utilize every evidence-based methodology to be able to help people reset that weight set point so that they can maintain it for life as opposed to losing weight for a week or two or three.
Great. And the minute we have left, I know for decades you've taught people if they want to be healthier, wealthier, happier, the secret is conceiving, then believing, and of course achieving. When did you realize this can be applied to losing weight?
Well, when I realized what drives all behavior was the mind, the brain. And so the recent research shows that 96% of our days, we are unconsciously just going about the same behaviors and thoughts and emotions as we did the day before. I said, great, well, what is really driving my behaviors if my conscious choice isn't? And that is my unconscious programming. So that is where I focus all of my energy and attention. And fortunately, we've helped millions of people around the world understand that and achieve great results.
That's great. So people are in this mental hamster wheel, but running on that hamster wheel is not losing weight.
Absolutely. It is. They try weight loss program after weight loss program, only to find that they're back in the same place or worse off with more weight.
Great.
And it is such great information. Thank you so much. And for more information on winning the game of weight loss and to register for John Assaroff's virtual training, go to myneurogym.com. You can follow him on Twitter at John Assaroff. And for our daily health tweets, follow us at Dr. David Friedman. If you heard something today you'd like to share with someone, you can direct them to our podcast library at toyourgoodhealthradio.com. We've got a great show coming up. This is Melanie Cole with Dr. David Friedman. Thanks so much for listening. Stay well and stay tuned.